The History of the European Championship, brought to you by The Analyst, Part 5, The 2010s. The reward today was for beautiful football, crooned Vicente del Bosque, after Spain withstood the Netherlands' aggressive tactics to win the 2010 World Cup. No, you haven't tuned into our World Cup series, don't worry, that's a little while away yet though. But on that day in 2010, the Spaniards had over 61% possession and outpassed their opponents 524 to 262. That performance, inextricably linked to the rise of Pep Guardiola's Barcelona, gave us a taste of the possession-friendly, pass-heavy style that would characterise the first part of this decade. Indeed, the 2012 and 2016 European Championships saw the most successful passes per 90 minutes in Euros history at 751.4 and 709.3 respectively. There were no real surprises when Spain won the 2012 edition, having averaged the most possession of any winner in the modern era at 65.8%. They also set the record for the highest number of completed passes in a match at 788 in their group stage win over the Republic of Ireland. Victory over Italy in the final saw Spain become the first team to win two consecutive European Championships following their triumph in 2008 and also three successive major tournaments. Their 4-0 evisceration of Italy was the biggest margin of victory ever seen in a Euros final. Fernando Torres netted the third for Spain that day, becoming the first player to score in two European Championship finals. In the process, Del Bosque became just the second manager to win the Euros and the World Cup after Helmut Schön, who achieved the feat for West Germany in the 1970s. England's tournament progress ended predictably meekly at the hands of Italy in the quarter-finals, with Andrea Pirlo's masterful Panenka-style penalty the highlight in Italy's shootout win. In truth, England were lucky the match lasted that long. Despite a combined 45 shots from both sides, the game saw no goals scored in 120 minutes of action, the most shots without a goal recorded in Euros history. Italy racked up 36 of those attempts, generating a total of 3.3 expected goals. That's the highest XG tally in a single game in tournament history for a team that did not score. Meanwhile, just 2 years after reaching a World Cup final, Euro 2012 was a real low point for the Netherlands. The Dutch lost all three of their group stage games in what was their worst ever performance at a Euro finals tournament. Although fullback Jetro Willems did become the youngest player to appear in a European Championship though, so at least he can take some solace from the tournament. If 2012 was the low point for the Netherlands, then Euro 2016 was their nadir. Their unsuccessful qualification campaign meant it was the first time the Netherlands had failed to qualify for a major tournament since they missed the 2002 World Cup. Instead, it was finally Portugal's turn in the limelight as they became the 10th nation to win the tournament. It was a long time in coming too. Portugal's victory over France in their final was their 35th game in the competition, and no other side has played more games without winning it. Their path to victory was anything but conventional though. Portugal progressed to the knockout stages without winning a single game in their group. In fact, they won just once in normal time through their 2016 campaign, that coming against Wales in the semi-finals. They triumphed via extra time on three separate occasions, a record high in European Championship history. Their 1-0 extra time win over France was the sixth final that required extra time, but the first to finish goalless after 90 minutes. So you might be wondering, how were Portugal able to advance despite finishing third in their group? Well, UEFA expanded Euro 2016 to incorporate 24 teams rather than 16, meaning that four of the six third place teams would make the last 16 based on record, and Portugal sneaked through on goal difference. The event overall has come a long way from those early days of just a 14 tournament, and this further expanded format received criticism from some who felt it resulted in a surplus of meaningless and stale matches in the group stages. And there are quite a few numbers which can support that theory. 108 goals were scored during the 2016 event at a rate of 2.12 per game. That's the lowest average for a European Championship since 1996. And stripping that down to just the group stages paints the same picture. Euro 2016 averaged 1.92 goals per game in the group stage, the lowest average since 1992. That said, the new 2014 format meant there was additional opportunities for qualification, giving even the lowest ranked teams in the qualifying groups a glimmer of hope of reaching the main event. Wales, Albania, Northern Ireland and Iceland made the European Championship finals for the first time, whilst Hungary were back into the main event after a hiatus of 44 years, the biggest gap between successive Euro finals appearances in history. Four out of those five teams made it to the last 16, two of them as group winners, as Wales became the first debuting team to top a group in the history of the European Championship. They doubled that up by becoming the first debutant to reach the semi-finals of the tournament since Sweden in 1992. Crucial to Wales's success was midfielder Aaron Ramsey. His four assists tied the record for most in a Euros tournament since 1980. Him and Belgium's Eden Hazard going level with Ljubinko Drulovic's efforts for Yugoslavia in 2000. Iceland would go on to produce one of the shocks of the tournament, eliminating England in the last 16. One of the most potent weapons in the Icelandic artillery was their danger from long throws. They attempted a tournament-high 71 long throws in total, scoring twice from these situations, including their first goal against England. Despite attempting 56 shots more than their opponents at Euro 2016, England scored as many goals with four as they conceded. Harry Kane remained goalless after 239 minutes of action, despite attempting more shots with 13 than any other England player at the tournament. What did not help was Roy Hodgson's peculiar decision to assign corner kick duties to the England forward. Indeed, he ended up taking more corners with 7 than the 4 shots he had on target. For Hodgson, it brought the curtain down on his 4 years as England manager, but at least the game did produce one iconic moment of celebration. At the heart of Portugal's victory was of course their captain and talisman, Cristiano Ronaldo. He made his 17th European Championship appearance in their final group game against Hungary, making him the holder of the outright record that he has gone on to extend to 21. By scoring in that game against Hungary, he also became the first player to score in four different finals tournaments, 2016, 2012, 2008 and 2004, where he now has 9 goals, equaling Michel Platini's record as the all-time top goalscorer. But although he has an imperious record on the big stage, in the 2016 final, he had to play a very different role, after being forced off through injury after just 25 minutes of play. Despite the loss of their best player, Eder's strike in extra time was enough to seek France. And whilst fortune was definitely on Portugal's side, it was certainly not smiling on Poland. They did not trail for a single minute during the 2016 tournament, but found themselves eliminated on penalties in the quarterfinals by Fernando Santos's men. France's charge to the final on home soil was spearheaded by Antoine Griezmann, who scored 6 goals on his way to winning the Golden Boot, with only fellow countryman, the aforementioned Platini, having a better tally in a single European Championship edition, with 9 back in 1984. Elsewhere, Niall McGinn scored in Northern Ireland's 2-0 win against the Ukraine in the 96th minute, the latest goal in normal time in Euros history. Whilst it was a family affair in Lons on June 11, 2016, as the Xhaka brothers became the first siblings in European Championship history to play against each other. Young brother Granit would have the last laugh over Tolont on this occasion, as Switzerland beat Albania 1-0. So that's it for our look back at the Euros so far, but with a new tournament just about to kick off, history will be made and records will be broken.